Just to review very briefly what we saw yesterday, the Rambam provides the historical background which prompted Ezra Uveis Dino to introduce a set text for Tefillah, and then the Rambam indicates pretty clearly that as a result, so then the Anshei Knesset HaGdola also legislated the Minyan HaTfilas. And we understood that, again, referring back to what seemed to be a redundancy between Halacha Aleph and Gimel, that we had understood that in Halacha Gimel, the Rambam is telling us that the Dinim Min HaTorah, that there's no set text, there's no set time, and there's no set number of tefillos, that all of those really combine to express and to form the essence of tefillah, that it's personal expression. And the fact that it's b'chol eish yirtze, and the fact that the minyan ha-tefillos is called echad ve'echad kifi yecholto, is because tefillah is the personal expression. Once it isn't that in the same sense that it used to be, it's that by virtue of our kavana, but it's not that in terms of choice of words, of selection of words anymore. So then already, once it's not my personal expression, so there's no... What's the basis for my knocking on the door a second time? What's the basis for my knocking on the door the third time? It's not my personal need, my personal ratzon, because I'm operating from a set text. So that's why once Chazal were forced to introduce a set text, they also legislated the minyan atfilas. What all of this points to is just how serious a problem their inability to express themselves within any one language was. It's not stam that, well, it's not so lechatchila to mix languages together, so all things being equal, let's facilitate being able to daven in one language. No, because Ezra understood very well that as it were, on a certain level, the set text is detracting, is far, far, far from ideal in terms of what the Daraisa of Tefillah is, and Afal Pichein, it was necessary. Afal Pichein, it is necessary. That's why Ezra was Mesaken. So clearly, the status quo ante of Kshehoye Echad Mehen Mispalel, Tiktzel Lashono Lishol Chofatzo, V'lahagit Shvach HaKadosh Baruch V'loshon HaKodesh, Ad She'yarev Imo Lashono Sacheros, was just unacceptable in terms of mitzvah's tefillah. So the question is, why is that something so serious? Why is that something which just undermines tefillah? Again, ad kedei kach, that Ezra was compelled to introduce the set text. So there are different ways of understanding, but yitachin, that one perspective would be as follows. The Gemara in Erevin that the Rambam quotes later in Parak Dalet says that a shikor al yispalel v'm yispalel, that his tefillah is nothing, even worse than that. And a shasoi, someone who's not in gans and shikor, but he feels a little bit the effect of drink, so al yislachatchila shouldn't daven, but in yispalel tefillah so tefillah. So the Gemara says, what's the line that separates a shikor from a shasoi? So the Gemara says that the whether or not yachol daven b'fnei hamelech. So in that context, what the Gemara means by it is that when a person is drunk, so then he can't speak coherently. Bechlal, he's incoherent, either totally incoherent, or he begins one thought and then loses it and trails off into something else. So clearly in that context, what Yochel Adab B'fnei HaMelech means, that standard is one of coherence. But Yitochein, that same standard of Yochel Adab B'fnei HaMelech also demands a certain, again, facility with language, that it also demands that there has to be a certain threshold below which a person can't go in terms of how the person expresses himself. It's not just the coherence, which is a standard that's imposed by Yochel Adab B'fnei HaMelech. Imagine, it's hard to imagine a lawyer coming before the the Supreme Court to argue a case where he's going to make a third of his presentation, where every fourth word will be English and another word will be Spanish and another word will be this, will be that. It's hard to imagine such a thing happening. Coming before the Supreme Court, you have to be able to talk. You have to be able to talk fluently. You have to be able to express yourself in one language. So yitache that yachal adam b'fnei melech is not only a standard again of coherence, but it's also in terms of maintaining the clarity of thought. But it's also a standard in terms of clarity of speech within a particular language.